Classically Black is produced by Roger Cooper at the studios of WILL-FM Urbana, the broadcasting service.
That's how Roger Cooper opened many of his Classically Black broadcasts, which first aired in the late 1980s and became an annual feature during Black History Month in February. One of the early programs showcased William Warfield. The bass baritone was perhaps best known for singing Old Man River in the 1951 movie version of the musical Showboat. But on Classically Black, Cooper provided a larger selection of his work.
To introduce Mr. Warfield, here is his performance of a work by Heinrich Schütz, Eile mich Gott zu erretten, a very expressive piece from the Baroque era. This is the piece Mr. Warfield chose to open his extraordinary town hall debut.
Eile mich Gott zu erretten, Herr, mir zu helfen.
Roger Cooper fell in love with classical music at an early age while growing up in Evansville, Indiana. But he found little support at home, where his family's conservative religious background discouraged most music outside of church.
I mean, I didn't know Black people did classical music. You know, they wrote classical music. What? You know, my experience of classical music with Blacks was the radio and jazz, the occasional artist that you might hear on a program, but it was always a big rarity.
One of the people who helped Cooper learn about Black contributions to classical music was William Warfield. By the time of his appearance on Classically Black, he was a professor emeritus at the University of Illinois. In fact, Cooper had studied under him as a graduate student. In the program showcasing Warfield, Cooper asked about his performance in Leonard Bernstein's unconventional 1956 presentation of Handel's Messiah with the New York Philharmonic.
How did you and Mr. Bernstein arrive at this breakneck speed?
He did. Mm-hmm. I showed up for rehearsal at Carnegie. And he started out, boom, boom, boom. I said, I don't do it that fast. He said, oh, but I want, the strings have to rage. I mean, this is about war, and I want to be able to rage with the strings. And so I said, well, okay, let's try it. He said, try it. It'll work. And sure enough, it did. I just, whoop, and off it went.
Warfield also appeared on other Classically Black programs, showcasing Marian Anderson, Paul Robeson, and Warfield's former wife in Porgy and Bess performing partner, Leontine Price.
And he knew everybody. He knew all of the Black classical performers who were still living and performing, and some of those who had passed on. And so he could speak of them in first person. I knew him, and this is what they thought. And it was great.
In addition to Warfield, Cooper turned to music historians and other experts for help in telling the stories of Black performers and composers. For instance, there was the 1995 program about 20th century Black composer William Grant Still. For that program, Cooper interviewed Still's daughter, Judith Ann Still.
Well, he was a gentle, loving man, very much dedicated to his work, so we didn't see him a lot during the day when he was composing. He would emerge in the evening and read bedtime stories.
Cooper traces his connection to Judith Ann Still to an earlier Classically Black broadcast where he played one of Still's choral works.
And it concluded with an anthem by William Grant Still called All That I Am. That got to be very, very popular. His daughter called me to say thank you for playing that and telling me what an impact it had on the ordering of the music and stuff, and a lot of church choirs were doing it and stuff like that.
Classically Black reached a national audience during the 1990s when it was picked up by American Public Radio, later Public Radio International. Compared to when the program began, Roger Cooper says black performers and composers are better represented in the classical music world today, at least up to a point. He says many still deserve more attention, such as black composers from past eras, among them the black Baroque composer Joseph Bologna, who Cooper showcased in one of the later Classically Black programs.
Nobody had ever heard of a black Baroque composer or a black classical composer or a black person who was a friend to one of the major composers like George Bridgetower and Beethoven. So I think, like everything else, things have improved, but there's still ways to go.
Roger Cooper retired from WYLL-FM in 2008, 2 years after producing his last Classically Black program, that one showcasing 20th century composer and pianist Florence Beatrice Price. But Classically Black remains on the air. The older programs are rebroadcast every year on WYLL-FM. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.